This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in. Our toll-free line is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can head over to discord.lrn.fm and hop into any one of those rooms there. And then you'll be able to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, it's Ian here.
Nobody.
And Chris.
All right. So, Chris, I know you wanted to talk about so-called piracy coming up here tonight. One cable company apparently is being accused of, well, just their whole existence.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Plus, apparently, they're alleging that the first U.S. death caused by vaping has been confirmed. So there's been a lot of fear-mongering out there about vaping as opposed to smoking. Does it deserve all of the fear-mongering that it's getting? We can get into that. Plus, apparently, looks like J.P. Morgan Chase and other major banks did an audit of some of the gold they had in their vaults.
Oh, no.
Oof. Turns out thousands of fake gold bars were discovered.
Wait,
while they were doing
really?
That. Yeah.
Fake gold bars?
Want to start with this one?
Not fake gold. Fake stamps.
What do you mean?
It's real gold that is stamped with, assuming this is the same story I've been reading about, it's real gold stamped with false manufacturer IDs, and in a lot of cases they're finding duplicate serial numbers. The reason is they try to keep people from bringing new gold into the system by saying, oh, that might have been mined someplace where there's a war and we can't let people, you know, work if there's a war going on. So they try to keep this conflict gold out of the economy. And so people, you know, gold is gold. They restamp it with whatever it takes to get it accepted, and they get it accepted.
Yeah, I think you're right about that here, because the story I'd originally had was from Cointelegraph, which just calls them fake. But then when you click on the Reuters story they're citing, it does talk about fake branding.
All right, so it's not really fake gold. It is really gold.
It's just really gold,
not authorized.
Gold? Yeah, it's not licensed by the government to be gold.
Where can I buy
that? But it's not going to stop being gold anyway.
Right. Like, where can I buy this fake gold? I'm kind of interested in this.
I'll call up Chase, see what they have to say about
it.
Yeah, I'll give them 75 cents on the dollar for it.
Gold bars fraudulently stamped with the logos of major refineries are being inserted into the global market to launder smuggled or illegal gold. Refining and banking executives tell Reuters the fakes are hard to detect, making them an ideal fund runner for narcotics dealers or warlords. So,
right, duh. You understand that once you melt gold down, it can't be distinguished from, you know, one
it's fungible.
Bar from another. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea that you're going to be able to magically trace the gold back to its original source is just that's ridiculous. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to start mixing like a small quantity of some radioactive isotope into the gold so they can identify it later.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That would be interesting. I wonder what happens, I guess, when you melt it down. That's interesting. That's interesting because normally when you melt gold down, it's untraceable. It's like one of the few things that like you really can't trace.
Right. Well, but, of course, you'd have to find a way to encode it, and then everybody's got radioactive gold, which they might
not
like.
They can trace nuclear, like radioactive materials or something like that. So, I don't know. It's a good question. I wonder if it's I wonder if melting it down would release the radiation, or if there's any way to separate the two.
I don't think so. I think the half-life of radioactive materials stays constant regardless of temperature, but I don't know for sure.
Well, it sounds like all they really have here for identifying these bars are essentially just a fancy stamp that
right.
the manufacturer puts on them. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is a relatively low-tech form of identification or certification. Mm-hmm. And so all you got to do is have a really good stamping, you know, whatever kind of equipment that you need to stamp. I mean, if we had Silver Dave here, he'd probably be able to tell us about it because he's done some, you know, gold and silver work with
right.
at this sort of level.
We never have the right people in on the right days that know about the topics.
Well, Silver Dave's taking time off. He's going to school. So he's going to a local college here in the area. Anyway, in the last 3 years, bars worth at least $50 million stamped with Swiss refinery logos but not actually produced by those facilities have been identified by all four of Switzerland's leading gold refiners and found in the vaults of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, one of the major banks at the heart of the market in bullion, said is senior executives at gold refineries, banks, and other industry sources. Now, I wonder what it is that, you know, when they discover that they've got so-called fakes, even though it's real gold, what do they do?
I want to know how they distinguish the fake gold with the same serial numbers from the real gold with those serial numbers.
Well, they didn't. I mean, for a long time, for some amount of time, they had them in their vaults.
Right.
So
well, I know one of them is fake, right? But which one? That's the point. That's what I'm trying to get. Like,
well, generally, any counterfeit like that, and they talk in a Reuters, I think it was the Reuters story I read before, they talk a little bit about how it used to be a lot easier to distinguish it because there would be errors, even misspellings of words, because these are probably being done in China. So, you know, not with English as the first language.
Right, they call that English.
English, yeah. Yes. But as time is going on, I mean, it's not that hard to reproduce a mold. They're getting there.
For the four of the executives said at least 1,000 of the bars of a standard size known as a kilobar for their weight have been found. That is a small share of output from the gold industry, which produces roughly 2 million to 2.5 million such bars each year. But the forgeries are sophisticated, so thousands more may have gone undetected, according to the head of Switzerland's biggest refinery. Quote, the latest fake bars are highly professionally done, said the chief executive of Valcambi. He said maybe a couple of thousand have been found, but the likelihood is that there are, quote, way, way, way more still in circulation, and it still exists, and it still works, he says. Fake gold bars, blocks of cheaper metal plated with gold, are relatively common in the gold industry and often easy to detect. The counterfeits in these cases are subtler. The gold is real, as you said, nobody, and very high purity, with only the markings faked. Fake branded bars are a relatively new way to flout global measures to block conflict minerals and prevent money laundering. Such forgeries. So I didn't even know. I learned something from this. I didn't realize that one gold bar was, you know, different from another gold bar as far as bankers are concerned. They've got themselves a little counterfeit detection system. They're trying to stop money laundering.
Well, okay, so they're trying to stop unauthorized people from having wealth is what they're doing. Mm. They're trying to make anything that isn't under their control less valuable.
Did you say it was silver bars but
gold
wrapped
bars.
In gold?
No, they were talking about, that was just the article kind of referencing what a traditional fake gold bar is.
That would be a traditional fake gold bar.
Yeah, that would actually be fake gold, less valuable than
gold. Right,
and that you can test for pretty easily by, you know, there's like resistance tests that you can do on gold. So there are ways to detect those. Mm-hmm. But in this case,
the gold is real.
It's real gold. It's going to pass all the tests to prove that it's real gold. It's just that the stamp is fake. And I think you make a great point here, Nobody, is that, you know, there's nothing wrong with this gold. It's gold. Maybe it did come from some sort of a conflict zone. We don't know. As you pointed out, Chris, you don't know. It's gold. It could have been melted down. You don't know where it came from. I guess the idea behind this tracking system is that they then have some idea of where it came from. But I think you're right. It's to keep gold out of the hands of, you know, the unconnected, the non-bankers.
Of course, what isn't classified as conflict gold is all of the gold that the U.S. government stole from the Iraqis. That's not war gold, even though they went to war and stole it.
How about the gold they stole from the people in the United States back in the 1930s?
That too.
That's what I was thinking of when you started bringing it up, Paul.
So we got more coming up here. You can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, piracy. We'll get into it and more on Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And if you are a business owner and you want to start taking cryptocurrency, then helpmetakebitcoin.com makes it super easy for you. They've got an app. You install the app. You use it, and it's free to accept crypto. You don't have to pay any fees to the folks over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. They want you to be accepting Bitcoin and Dash, Zcash, and Bitcoin Cash, and a bunch of others. It's up to you. You don't have to take them all. You can take the ones that are your favorites. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. The app's available for iOS and Android. And even if you've never done anything with cryptocurrency before, they'll walk you right through the process. And within moments from having visited helpmetakebitcoin.com, you will be all set and accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the so-called fake gold bars that are not really fake. They're actual gold, but they're essentially being rejected by the banks who accidentally put them into their vaults. And the estimated numbers here are well over 1,000 of these kilobars, as they are called. So I presume that's a kilogram of gold. And they don't have the right stamps on them, so they're not able to figure out where they actually came from, because they're essentially counterfeit stamps on real gold. So they pass whatever.
It's undocumented gold.
Correct. That's right. That's the best kind of gold, right? That's why you were saying, yeah, right. Where do you get your hands on this stuff?
Yeah, give me a bunch of bars with the same serial number, then if somebody's trying to track what I'm doing with it, they can't.
They can't. Well, I mean, there's plenty of untrackable gold out there in the marketplace. Most gold that you buy from an individual, or in a lot of cases, some of the, you know, the companies that sell gold, there's not the same kind of know your customer requirements as I understand it on buying and selling gold. Like, if you go down to the gold, you know, like the silver shop or gold shop in town, and you plunk down some cash, they don't normally ID you for it, do
they? If it's over like 10 grand or something like that, they will.
Yeah, basically, okay. Isn't going to sell it in $10,000 batches,
no,
but
buy out most of
but if you go to, you know, R&R, and you,
Robertson Roberts,
and you try to buy $10,000 worth of gold, they're going to have to do some KYC.
And keep in mind that
the average person isn't going to do that.
The KYC stuff is really applicable, or something along the same lines of KYC anyway, is applicable to any business. It doesn't really matter who you are, or an individual for that matter. You technically are supposed to do that, basically, you know, get their ID or whatever, if you are receiving any kind of like a cash payment. It's
they can go pound sand. I didn't agree to their rules, whatever rules they
this
have.
This is what the law says, or this is what they claim, you know, the government says. So,
sure, they say a lot of things about what they want you to do.
Right.
And so I don't think that you should.
I would agree, but generally if it's not a wire transfer or a check or something of that nature, then you're going to have to.
That's interesting, because I had never heard of that before this year. So I think you might have been the one who told me. I'm not sure. You know, I'd never heard of that before, and that surprises me, because it almost sounds like they're demanding that everyone who's in business essentially obey Bank Secrecy Act requirements that only generally money transmitters and money services businesses,
It's going to be a really small percentage of transactions where somebody is taking more than $10,000. You know, in cash. So it's not generally an issue for most businesses, but there could be circumstances where, you know, if you're selling, I don't know, Prada bags, and somebody comes in and they want to buy more than $10,000 worth because they're a wealthy individual, they may be, for whatever reason, want to pay with cash and for privacy reasons. And technically, at that point, the business owner is supposed to, you know, get that information down before they sell it to them in cash. It's not illegal to do, it's just, you know, they got to get the right information for the government.
Wait, it's not illegal?
It's not illegal to sell for more than $10,000 in cash. It's just that they have to do the KYC.
Or else what?
Theoretically, they can be fined by the government for failing to comply with the KYC or whatever they call it relative to businesses.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I don't know what their rules are, and really I don't care what their rules are. I'm not their agent, and I'm not obligated to follow their rules, and they can't prove that I'm obligated to follow their rules.
Yeah, what
I think they're
going to
disagree with you on that, but
sure.
Certainly,
sure they will.
I certainly think that it's what
they're
doing.
It's also against my religion.
It's wrong. I think it's wrong what they're demanding. But I think they're definitely going to have a different perspective on this than the people who are.
It's also against my religion to follow their rules.
The hard thing is finding a counterparty who's willing to ignore the rules. So if you want to pay cash for a car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you buy it off Craigslist, you're probably okay. If you buy it at a dealership for cash, they're almost certainly going to do some KYC.
Right. And this is exactly the point. A very good point here is very much this. It's you can certainly get stuff for more than $10,000 and not, comply with the KYC stuff, but you have to find a seller who doesn't know about those rules.
Right.
Most don't. But if you're a bank or you're a dealership that deals in high-end, items or goods, you're more likely going to have a hard time buying that type of product from those high-end places than you would if you're buying off of Craigslist, even if it's over $10,000 and they're supposed to and they don't really do the KYC.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. The story from Reuters on the, I don't want to call it fake gold, the stamped gold that wasn't legitimately stamped or whatever. High gold prices have triggered a boom in informal and illegal mining since the mid-2000s. Without the stamp of a prestigious refinery, such gold would be forced into underground networks or priced at a discount. By pirating Swiss and other major brands, metal that has been mined or processed in places that would not otherwise be legal or acceptable in the West, for example in parts of Africa, Venezuela, or North Korea, can be injected into the market, channeling funds to criminals or regimes sanctioned or that are sanctioned. It's not clear who's making the bars found so far, but executives and bankers told Reuters they think they mostly originate in China, the world's largest gold producer and importer, and have entered the market via dealers and trading houses in Hong Kong, Japan, and Thailand. Once accepted by a mainstream gold dealer in these places, they can quickly spread into supply chains worldwide. Word of the forged bars began to circulate quietly in gold industry circles after the first half of 2017 when J.P. Morgan, which is one of the five banks which finalized trades in the $10 trillion a year London gold market, found that its vaults contained at least two gold kilobars stamped with the same identification number. So that's what tipped them off. It wasn't because somebody recognized, this looks like a fake. It's they had an inventory of numbers, and one of them happened to be the
same. Not only
number.
That, but it's duplicate numbers at the same bank. If it was at different banks, it wouldn't have been caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
10 people familiar with the matter told Reuters, and they couldn't determine where the vaults were. J.P. Morgan declined to directly address questions about the fraudulent bullion or comment on any details of the story. So what do they do? What do they do when they find one of these mismarked bars? Do they then just sell it off on, the market at a lower price to get rid of it? What do they do with it? They certainly aren't throwing it away. So
I would think that the government would probably seize it and then sell it, auction it off, and then the government would keep the money, and the bank would be out.
I'd be surprised if the government seized it from the banks.
I think you'd be kind of right, but anybody else, they certainly would.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556. Or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As many Floridians prepare to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Dorian, volunteers around the country are heading toward the storm to help with the recovery effort. Lisa Morgan is with the American Red Cross, and she says they're already sending volunteers and supplies to the area.
These are all items that we think that you'll be in need of if you have to evacuate your home quickly.
And Dorian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is strengthening as it heads towards Florida. Taxes in California could be going up as Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing 2 years of free college.
For all those other governors and all those other states say, well, we can't afford it. You know, it's just too much for us right now. We have so many other priorities. We are proving, not asserting, that it can be done.
The plan would cost taxpayers $42 million a year and apply to first-time and full-time students. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Just take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about forged gold bars, meaning the stamps on those bars apparently was forged, but the gold itself was real. Happened to be accidentally detected in a vault of J.P. Morgan Chase. And it's just kind of new information to me. I guess it makes sense that the system would have a system for tracking these things, and they don't like gold that is untracked. They don't like gold that hasn't had a known chain of custody where they can hop back and see who the previous owners were.
They don't like anything to exist without their greasy little fingers all over it.
It's funny how the amount of effort that goes into preventing money laundering, in spite of the fact that so much money laundering continues to go on, in spite of all of the effort that's put into stopping it. And just one example, like try shipping a watch overseas. Most countries won't prevent you from importing watches.
Really?
Simply because some watches, they can be expensive and everything else, and so all watches are banned.
Wow.
Coins are banned. Things that are small of high dollar value are frequently banned.
Is this individuals, or can a company get a bunch of watches shipped in? Because obviously somebody selling watches probably at retail in that country.
That's a good question.
Gotta be politically connected.
This is like
customs
rules. So I don't know. I would think theoretically you wouldn't be able to do it via DHL or UPS or FedEx or any of the carriers. But certainly if you check out like the USPS's website, different countries will list what is permitted and what is not permitted.
Huh.
And so most of your countries will list things that are not prepared. One of the things that, you know, most of your countries will list is things like watches and gold coins and things like that.
Well, whether you want to talk about so-called forgeries or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here. And for a long time, liberty-minded people have really wanted a good, liberty-friendly business directory. And one finally exists. There was a couple of attempts that some people tried to make, and they weren't that great. Liberty.menu is pretty great. In fact, it's easy to use. It's attractive. And it's free. So, you know, if you're somebody who is an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you can put your voluntarist ideas into action by going to liberty.menu and using code FTL on your profile. You can get a free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site's free. So get on over to liberty.menu. Now, there are some upgrades that you can pay for your listings if you'd like, but it's a great site. It looks good, and it's easy to use at liberty.menu, and it is free. As we continue here, I don't know if you guys have any more comments. I think we pretty much covered the gold story. There's more to the story, but it's more just interviews with people in the business and not really worth sharing with you. But if you do want to comment, you're welcome to dial in. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I was actually just looking, Nobody, you might be kind of interested in this, because you've been interested in the gold and silver-backed cryptocurrencies out there.
Mm-hmm.
I found kind of like a rundown piece where they look at, like, all of the different gold and crypto or silver-backed cryptos that they could find. And there was a shocking number of them. I didn't realize how many of them out there were. I thought maybe there was like two or three, but it's more like 20. And so if you actually want to assess all of the different gold-backed crypto tokens or cryptos or whatever, there's different kind of approaches that that companies are taking. I got into it late last night, and I'm like, wow, I'm kind of interested in this, but I'm already up too late. So I didn't want to look into it. But there's like an overwhelming number of options out there. It would be hard to pick a favorite out of them, I suspect.
Well, it should be more or less irrelevant which one you have, because, you know, the only thing that matters is the counterparty who issued the token actually in possession of the gold and willing to cough it up, and if and when you come and redeem it.
Right. Are they audited?
Are they audited? Are they trustworthy?
Yeah.
And how do you know the third party's not in bed with them?
How do you know? These are excellent questions.
Like, I always feel like when we start talking about gold and silver and other backed, or anything that's backed by something, when it comes to cryptocurrencies, I always feel like this is just another scam. Because we don't really, it doesn't get us away. It always ends up tying it to some centralized authority.
Well, there has to be a place where the gold
is kept. What I'm trying to get away from, tort.
That's, to me, that is one of the most frustrating parts, because I appreciate the idea of a gold-backed crypto or a silver-backed crypto.
Right, I appreciate the idea behind it, too, right? Like, but it just doesn't match up with, like, what I would say would be something that would be, like, a safe...
Like, secure.
Yeah, or secure, right?
Because, like, I know what happened to the Liberty Dollar.
Right.
They got raided. Their vault was raided.
Right.
They took all of the gold and silver and the copper from the Liberty Dollar people. Now, there was a court case, and a decade later, the court decided that the people who had their silver stolen from them could get it back. Technically, I had silver stolen from me in that particular raid, but I didn't want to go through the court procedure to try to get it back. I just didn't want to, you know, put my name into the whatever system and have the government know, oh, yeah, this is one of the people.
It's not worth the risk that you potentially put yourself into.
I mean, it was only a few $100, so it wasn't, you know, the end of the world. But I bet there were a lot of people with significantly more.
Of course.
So it's, you know, that's to me the hardest part about wanting to get behind a gold-backed crypto is like, well, how do we know the government's not going to just raid their vault? I mean, the vault isn't going to get into a shootout with the government agents. You know, they've got security, but that's only for little criminals. When the government gang comes in there, those vault security agents are just going to step aside. Oh, that looks like a legal warrant to us. Come right in, Mr. Government
you know,
goon.
It's almost, I feel like there maybe could be some way to reduce the risk and create something that's more stable, that's backed by something maybe. But well, it's somehow
has sure. anybody ever been raided? I mean, since the Great Depression, when of course they were putting people in prison for having gold at all.
Mm-hmm.
But having gold is legal now. The Liberty Dollar people were accused, probably unjustly, of fraud. But that was the excuse
of counterfeiting,
that they were
specific.
Yeah, of basically encouraging people to try to pass the $20 Liberty Dollar coins as $20. And that's, you know, it's not dollars, it's an ounce of silver. But, you know, I've never heard of, you know, certainly Roberts and Roberts has never been raided, Apmex has never been raided, none of the big bullion houses have ever been raided. Now, they could outlaw gold, gold ownership again. The other thing is, the nice thing about the Stellar ecosystem is if you've got a pile of gold in your house, if you've got 20 ounces of gold, you can issue 20 tokens against that gold. And so that the nice thing about that is, rather than being one big pile of gold, which is a target for legislators, if you have thousands of people who each have a little pile of gold and tokens issued against it, then it's...
Yeah, but how do you validate? I see what you're saying. See,
this is exactly what I was talking about. Like, this might work, what he's talking about. Except that problem is the validation. Right?
How,
like,
how do I know?
How do you make that work?
That you have those tokens.
Well, there's a collection of ways that you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first way is people who know me and believe me to be a man of my word may well trust the token just based on that.
I may trust that you have it right now,
right?
But how do I know you don't get robbed in the next week? You know, do I? What is your safety protocol?
There's a couple of different parts to trust. There's trusting somebody's intentions and also trusting their judgment.
Well, right. I think you have good intentions, but if you don't have good enough security for your operations, then maybe that's not worth trusting. Like, if you're just keeping them stacked on a table, you know, in your living room.
Yeah, this might be a solution for, like, distributed trust, where you have multiple parties involved, so you reduce your risk for any one of them, but you only allow
insurance. Also,
yeah. Well, that's what I want to know. Can you get Lloyd's of London to insure you against a government confiscation?
Probably not. But what about just other individuals?
There's more coming. Well, sure. I bet you can do that. That's just standard, you know, robbery. 855-450 free, like free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about the old banking system and their difficulties of finding untraceable gold in their vaults on accident, or the fact that cryptocurrency doesn't have this problem where, you know, you're not going to run into fake Bitcoin on the Bitcoin network. Everything that's on Bitcoin is real Bitcoin because it's cryptographically secure. There's no way that it can be faked. Now, you could copy Bitcoin and make your own cryptocurrency, and there's thousands of cryptocurrencies in the world today. In fact, at the last check I did yesterday, it's over 2,500 cryptocurrencies are listed on CoinMarketCap.com, which doesn't list all of them.
I was gonna say, is that doesn't sound like all of them. No. Aren't there like 10,000 of them or something?
Probably.
Like that?
I mean, there's a certain level that they have to reach before right. CoinMarketCap will list them, and they list a ton of crap that's not even worth talking about.
Right.
So I mean, there's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, of things that are just nothing, you know, very little volume, very little activity.
The reason there's 2,500 of them is probably because they're making money off of it, right? By taking money in order to get listed.
I don't know how they do
from,
it.
From some of the, you know, nobodies, basically.
I presume that's how they do it.
I haven't paid them.
No. That would be the whoever's created the crypto.
You don't have a crypto that you want listed on.
Right.
So CoinMarketCap is sort of the most noteworthy website. There's a bunch of sites like it, but they list all, or not all, but a good chunk of the cryptocurrencies out there in the world, and they have, you know, what their current trading value of that thing is. You definitely want to be on CoinMarketCap if you've got a cryptocurrency. And that's the first place I usually go to look. Like, if somebody's talking about a crypto, I almost always go there first and see, okay, well, what do they have to say about it? What's the current price? And has it been trading anywhere? Does it have any volume? That kind of thing. So we were talking about these sort of so-called fake gold bars. They're real gold, but they have fake stampings on them from manufacturers that didn't actually stamp them. There was some counterfeiter somewhere that stamped them, but they're still real gold. And that is the point that Cointelegraph.com story makes, is that, hey, you know, this is one of the things that you never have to worry about when it comes to, Bitcoin. in cryptocurrency is, you know, you can't fake out that system because it's decentralized. It's checked thousands of times. Every transaction, the books, cannot be cooked with Bitcoin. It's just not. It can't happen. If it could happen, somebody would have done it by now. It's been more than a decade at this point. There's a high incentive to basically crack this system. If somebody could have done it, they could have been rewarded very well.
The thing is, you can run your own full node, so you don't even have to trust anybody else. You can do the checking yourself. You can let your own computer do the checking.
And that's the strength of the system, is that there are over 10,000, as last time I looked, and that was last year, over 10,000 full nodes running the Bitcoin software, and they're all checking each other. So it's not just you checking yourself or whatever. It's if somebody tries to introduce bad information into the Bitcoin blockchain from their full node, they try to corrupt some info or cook the books or whatever. All the other ones are going to look at their books and say, nope, that doesn't belong here, and reject it.
Right.
That's as I understand how that system works.
It's close enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's been this longstanding fight between gold bugs and crypto people.
No.
I like them both, which is why I like the idea of a gold-backed crypto.
But, you know, it's funny. They have different use cases, I think, is what it comes down to. And some people just don't. They can't comprehend. I think a lot of gold people just can't comprehend that there is a need for a non-local currency. They're all more about, the end of the world kind of situations.
Right, the preppers.
Right. And so they're so consumed with that, that they can't recognize the fact that, well, we're not in that situation, and there is a huge value on being able to transfer money, especially cross borders, that is, and having control over it. Because you can't do a wire transfer if the government says you can't do a wire transfer.
That's right.
Right? I mean, and so you end up with a situation where, well, how do you get money across the border? Are you going to try and take more than $10,000 across in a suitcase? Good luck with that.
You cannot do that.
Right. Like...
Somebody's going to end up with that $10,000, and it ain't you.
Yeah, if you're lucky, and you get that money back, it's going to be in a couple of years from now. You're going to spend, God knows how much money on a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then it's still not where you wanted it. It's still not in Mexico or whatever, or China or wherever it is that you wanted to move that money to.
And you can move cryptocurrency
without having to
ask anyone's permission. When you cross a border, you're not actually even moving the crypto. The crypto stays on the blockchain, which is the decentralized ledger that exists on the internet in thousands of places at any given time. You just carry your keys across the border, and you can even carry them in your head if you want to.
Right. I want to know, when they're talking about money laundering and stuff. Like, what does it mean when they say to move crypto? Because the crypto doesn't really, I don't know.
It changes places on a ledger. That's all that happens.
But the crypto, does it really even change place on a ledger? It's really
an
assignment.
Or is it the person who's assigned?
It's an assignment to an address.
Yeah.
But who controls that address? Like, it can change even who controls that address without anything changing on the blockchain.
That's true, yeah. I could give you my key.
Right. And then, so the question is, when they say you can't take more than $10,000 of monetary whatever across the border, well, am I taking more than $10,000 or not? Because I have a key that has control of, but do I actually have the $10,000 worth of value or do I not?
At no time do you have that, you have just the key. In the same way that if you have a safe deposit box key and you cross the border with a safe deposit box key, that doesn't mean anything to the Border Patrol.
So what happens if I then assign, control over that crypto, right? Because that's what you do when you send crypto from somebody in this country to somebody in another country. Does that constitute moving of money overseas or does it not? Or assets overseas or does it not?
These are good questions.
I mean, and then the question is, well, what if I have control over that address and then somebody else has, or over that wallet, and then somebody else gains control over that wallet? What happens if it's in more than one country? That wallet isn't, because you can have multiple copies of a private key, a wallet. What happens if it's distributed in 100 countries?
Yeah. I don't think, this stuff isn't moving across borders at all.
The whole thing is just so insane.
It's a completely new paradigm.
Right.
And they cannot, I think you're right. The old money people just can't quite wrap their heads around it.
I can't wrap my head around it from the terms that are being used within the legal system to figure out how I would be, required to comply with the laws, because the laws just don't really make any sense when it comes to cryptocurrencies.
It's true. They're confused. Even the different departments of the federal government don't agree on what to consider it. Is it commodity? Is it money? Is it, you know, product? What are the, you know, there's like at least two or three different opinions within the federal government.
I think the answer is it depends. And it depends on what set of laws we're talking about.
I'd say the answer is it's computer time. Because basically what you get for Bitcoin is the ability to pay Bitcoin transaction fees.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that you can do directly with Bitcoin. That's more or less what backs Bitcoin, is the ability to send transactions.
So you're talking about the network of Bitcoin computers is what backs Bitcoin?
Yeah,
I don't disagree with that. And that's what makes it. It's the ability to send a transaction and do it securely and, you know, not have to worry about it not getting to where it's going, right? Like, yeah, anybody can send a transaction on an insecure system, but Bitcoin also has a fair amount of security surrounding that transaction, too. So there's some value there.
Yeah, the control aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to join the conversation, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're not going to talk about Bitcoin the whole show. Coming up, Chris, you've got a story about a cable company. Are they being sued?
They're being sued, right, essentially for providing high-speed internet access. And the high-speed part is basically the connection to why it's illegal. Because apparently somehow providing high-speed internet, okay, if it was low-speed, it wouldn't be a problem, I guess. But because it's high-speed, it's therefore only useful for piracy or something to that effect.
Is it higher speed than what we're getting? Or
we have a gigabit here.
Who knows? Who knows? The story doesn't actually go into like what those speeds are. It's just the fact that it's higher. It's the advertising of higher speeds is what their argument is.
It's a novel argument, I gotta say. I've not heard this one before, so we'll get into it. This is happening in the United States.
It is. This is a United States case of the music cartels teaming up against RCN, which is it's a brand that is licensed by different cable companies.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to learn more about that coming up. You can also share your thoughts, take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, plus a case of lung cancer, death, actually, specifically. I don't know if it's cancer or not. We'll get into what happened, or allegedly what happened. Somebody apparently died due to vaping. We'll tell you about it on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.